President Bush will be in Vietnam tomorrow for the start of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. It's President Bush's first trip to communist Vietnam. He'll be joined there by leaders of 20 other Pacific Rim nations, including China and Russia. Their goal is to advance economic and security cooperation. And as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, the host country is taking its job seriously.
The delegations have been trickling in all this week, their police escorts snarling traffic on Hanoi's already congested streets. Those streets are lined with thousands of banners welcoming the 10,000 diplomats, business executives, and journalists who've come for this event. The APEC summit is something that Vietnam has been looking forward to and preparing for years. It has built a handsome new $250 million convention center to host the event. Streets have been repaved, traffic lights installed, flower beds replanted, all in an effort to show the world the new Vietnam that has emerged since its long war ended. Lê Đăng Doanh is a senior government economist.
APEC is the biggest international event Vietnam has ever hosted after 1975. It's a golden opportunity for Vietnam to present itself as a dynamic economy. And Vietnam is trying to do the best for hosting this event.
For Vietnam, this is the Olympics. This is their chance to shine in the global spotlight. This is their coming out party. This is their big deal.
Adam Sitkoff is the executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hanoi. He says Vietnam has much to celebrate.
20 years ago today, this country was in bad shape. It was still a centrally planned economy. People didn't have enough food to eat. And we see in a very short time later that Vietnam's emerged as the brightest emerging market for American companies and investors, the second fastest growing economy in the world after China. They were just voted in to be the 150th member of the World Trade Organization. The President of the United States and other major countries are coming here at the same time. This is a chance for Vietnam really to show off.
Hanoi's top hotels, and even those way farther down the list, were booked months or even a year in advance. Reservations at some of Hanoi's higher-end restaurants are hard to get this week, too. Canadian Donald Berger is managing partner of The Vine Restaurant, just around the corner from the Sheraton, where President Bush will be staying.
We're booked here in the restaurant. We're doing a lot of outside functions for the APEC events as well. We have a big one on tonight for 350 at the History Museum, and tomorrow at the Temple of Literature for 1,000. It's been one of the best weeks this year.
Just a few doors down the street, a woman who runs a curbside noodle stand isn't quite as busy as her upmarket neighbor. The security clampdown around the hotel has cost her business, Nguyen Thi Ching says, but she shrugs it off as a minor inconvenience. The foreign leaders, especially Bush, are welcome, she says. It's good for Vietnam that all these leaders are coming, she says. It means we've come a long way and that the world is paying attention to us. But not everyone is happy about APEC coming to Hanoi. Street vendors, in their conical hats, balancing their bamboo baskets of fruit or vegetables on their shoulders, are usually plentiful on the streets of Hanoi. This week, they've all but disappeared, chased away by the police until APEC is over. Some, like 27-year-old Lê Quyên, are trying to work anyway. The police won't let me work, she says. They caught me earlier this morning and fined me 40,000 dong. That's a little less than $3, or about the equivalent of a good day's wage. She says she'll be glad when APEC is over, the police ease up, and she can earn again. Pro-democracy activists are also unhappy, complaining the security services are isolating and harassing them in an effort to prevent them from meeting with foreign journalists here for APEC. Human Rights Watch this week urged world leaders attending APEC to press Vietnam on human rights, religious freedom, and political reform. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.